Division 2. Various prophecies and messages of judgment because Israel refused to heed. Jeremiah chapters 30 through 52. Within Division 2, Jeremiah chapters 30 through 36 are not in chronological order. Jeremiah 30, comfort and promises. Jeremiah 30 verses 1 through 3. Jeremiah was told to write the word of the Lord in a book. Restoration was promised to Israel and Judah. It refers also to the end time. Jeremiah 30 verses 5 and 6. A new world will be born. The pangs of birth are seen. Jeremiah 30 verse 7. Jacob's trouble is the time of severest sufferings for the Jews, but he shall be saved out of it. Compare Matthew 24. The promise to the Philadelphia overcomers is to be kept out of the hour of temptation. Revelation chapter 3 verse 10. Jeremiah 30 verse 8. The yoke of the Antichrist will be broken. He will be the worst enemy the Jews ever had, but he will be the last one. Jeremiah 30 verse 9. But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Jeremiah 30 verse 10. The promise of restoration, rest, will give them faith in that day. Apparently their return from Babylon is prophesied, but this looks to the end of the Roman captivity. The nations will have a full end, but the Jew is immortal. So many tried to diminish them, Pharaoh, Haman, Hitler, but without success. Jeremiah 30 verse 12, thy bruise is incurable. Why? They are hopeless and helpless. No healing, no medicine is for them. The League of Nations will make promises, but will fail. God has allowed the chastisement to bring to pass a purpose. Jeremiah 30 verse 15, Israel's sins have increased. To reject Christ, the greater light will bring greater chastisement. Jeremiah 30 verse 16. Comfort is given that the enemies will be devoured. The Germans' jealousy of the Jews caused Hitler's persecution. Similarly, the Egyptians who feared the children of Israel made them serve with rigor. Jeremiah 30 verses 17 and 18. I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee. God will heal them of their wounds through the wounds of Jesus Christ. They will be restored spiritually and also nationally. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Out of Israel shall proceed thanksgiving. All man's works will be thrown down, but God will build and plant. In Palestine, everything will be destroyed in the tribulation, but the Lord will plant trees. Isaiah 41 verse 19. They will praise God, but not as if he were 10,000 miles away. They will not be afraid to say it out loud and shout. Children will be playing in the streets, and men of age shall dwell in the streets of Jerusalem. Zechariah 8 verses 4 and 5. Jeremiah 30 verse 21. Their nobles and governors shall be of themselves. They will have liberty and freedom and be under the rule of their own people. Jeremiah 30 verse 22. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Jeremiah 30 verses 23 and 24. Judgment will come. We see it approaching. It is the beginning of the time of the end. This prophecy refers especially to the latter days. Jeremiah chapter 31, the new covenant. Jeremiah 31 verse 1. Tribulation and restoration foretold. In the millennium, the Lord will be the God of all the families of Israel. Jeremiah 31 verse 2. The remnant will be saved out of the tribulation. The woman in the wilderness, Revelation 12, 6, and will be blessed. They will find grace in his eyes. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. God loves them with an everlasting love. God's grace alone is the basis of blessing, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, verse 9. Jeremiah 31, verse 4. Newborn Israel is called a virgin, not harlot or adulteress anymore. Jeremiah 31 verse 5. There will be fruitfulness in the land of Israel. Jeremiah 31 verse 7. They will sing, shout, publish, praise, and say, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Jeremiah 31 verse 8. God will bring them from the north and from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, etc. Jeremiah 31, verse 9. How will they come? With weeping and with supplication led by God, by the rivers of waters, as by a loving shepherd. Jeremiah 31, 10. God scattered Israel because of their disobedience. Nations are instruments in God's hand. As a shepherd loves his sheep, so the Lord loves his people Israel. Jesus will be their loving King Shepherd. Jeremiah 31, verse 11. The Lord redeemed Israel from Satan and the nations. Jeremiah 31, verses 12 through 14. Although they may not sing now, they will sing then. They shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Lord, hasten the day. Only the goodness of the Lord can comfort mourning Israel. Jeremiah 31, verses 15 through 18. Verse 15 is also quoted in connection with Herod's murder of the children. Israel repented. They will yield to the yoke of the Lord. God will chasten them first before they will yield. Jeremiah 31, 19. Conversion follows after chastisement. Notice, Israel was turned, repented after being instructed, then smote upon the thigh, was ashamed and confounded. Jeremiah 31, verse 20. God speaks against Ephraim as the old creation, but remembers him as the new creation. Jeremiah 31, 22. God created a new thing, a woman shall encompass a man. Weak Israel, weak in herself, but strong in God, shall rule the nations. Jeremiah 31, verse 23. No other city ever has been the habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. It will have a worldwide renown. Jeremiah 31, 24. They will have husbandmen, not commercial men. Jeremiah 31, verses 27 through 28. In those days will be a reversal of conditions. Up to this time, the Gentiles are ruling, but then the tabernacle of David will be built up and Jewish rule will begin. Jeremiah 31, verses 29 through 30. In those days will be individual responsibility. Ancestors cannot be blamed anymore for their sins. Jeremiah 31, verse 31. The new covenant, key covenant, is promised to Israel. In the Mosaic covenant, there were two parties, God and Israel, and Israel failed. Here God says, I will make a new covenant. He is the responsible party. Israel will be born again and know their God. Jeremiah 31, verses 35 through 36. The sun's faithfulness to the earth is a sign of God's faithfulness to Israel. The sun and moon are signs of God's care. Jeremiah 31, verse 37. God will fulfill his word. It is an impossibility for man to measure heaven. Also, it is impossible for Israel to be cast off. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 38 through 40. Jerusalem will be built and enlarged. All the promises of God are yea and amen. Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah in prison buys a field. Jeremiah 32, verses 2 through 5. Nebuchadnezzar's army besieged Jerusalem. Zedekiah was afraid that Jeremiah's preaching would lower the people's morale because he prophesied of Judah's captivity. Zedekiah questioned and rebuked him for it, but Jeremiah kept silent. This is a wonderful way to overcome the devil. Jeremiah 32, verses 6 through 15. Jeremiah was instructed by the Lord to buy a field. How wonderful to have the Lord talk to us. When his cousin came to sell the field, he had the proof that it was the word of the Lord. Everything was done according to the law. Jeremiah bought the field when it was worthless. This was a great act of faith on his part, to buy a piece of land before the captivity. The deed was sealed and put in a safe place. This is a picture of God who bought the land of Israel through Christ. It is set aside for the children of Israel. God will see that his son will have the title deed for the land. In Revelation, Christ is opening the seven seals, is taking what belongs to him, what he bought with his precious blood a long time ago. The record was placed in a safe place for many days. This proved that they will return after their captivity of 70 years. This was only a little hint of the larger Roman captivity. God's faithfulness is sure. You give yourself to God and He will take hold of you and will never let you fall. Jeremiah 32, verses 16 through 25. Jeremiah prayed afterwards. Such a prayer. How he knew God. He justified God. This is the surest way to stand with God. Jeremiah 32, verses 26 and 27. God answered him, Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32, verses 28 through 35. He, as righteous God, had to judge Judah, who upon their roofs offered incense unto Baal, and slaughtered and offered their children to Molech. Jeremiah 32, verses 37 through 42. His mercy is seen in spite of Israel's sinfulness. As I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. Jeremiah 32, verses 43 through 44. Men shall buy fields again after their captivity. The times of the Gentiles will be over then. Luke 21, 24. Even as God allowed them to be scattered, also will He bring them back again. The Jew is a sign to the whole world, wherever he is scattered by His very presence, that God's word is true.